I'm gonna cry, try not to cry. Every time there is discussion about us closing our borders, I am reminded of the words that are on the plaque on the side of the Statue of Liberty. And I'm going to read those words to you right now. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shores. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my light lamp beside the golden dawn. I'd like to remind us that the United States of America is founded on Unitarian values. And when, in fact, things go wrong with her, we feel it in a way that others do not. We feel it in a way that others do not. Thank you, two of you, for that. So my name is Connie Goodbread, and the title of my job is I am the acting co-lead of the Unitarian Universalist Association Southern Region Congregational Life Staff Team. And I'm sure that that tells you all you need to know about the work that I do. So I was saying in the entryway after the first service that how many of you have seen the movie The Princess Bride?
I love that movie.
Somebody says, I love that movie. Of course, we love that movie, right? Okay, so there's a person in it, this sort of this evil genius boss. And one of the things that he says is when things go wrong, go back to the beginning. And that, of course, things go wrong in the movie and everybody goes back to the beginning. But one of the things is that for Unitarian Universalists, as things go wrong, we need to remember who we are. We need to remember why we exist. And we need to remember that we are called. The world is calling us. The world needs hope. The world needs love, justice, courage, and joy. And that is the foundation of our faith. So that's the foundation of our faith, but what are the pillars of our faith? Could you turn to your hymnal? It's in the front of the hymnal. It's the page that begins, we, the member congregations of the Unitarian Universalist Association, covenant to. So the first piece of this document, the first part, are the seven principles of Unitarian Universalism, and that is our covenant with one another. So the first pillar of Unitarian Universalism is that we are a covenantal, not a creedal faith. So what does that mean? I've had people tell me that we hold these values so close that they've become a creed. They're not a creed. They are a way of being in the world. They are a way of treating other human beings, other creatures, the planet itself, with dignity. They are a way of moving through our lives. They are a path. They are a roadmap. They are not a creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. Of his only begotten Son, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light. This is the Nicene Creed. I was raised Episcopalian. I know that creed. And that is a belief of statement. That is a statement of belief. It is not a way of being. Ours is a religion that is founded in how we will be together and then how we will treat the rest of creation. Ours is a job. Our covenant with the divine is to help finish creation. Because creation is not finished. So the first pillar of our faith is that we are covenantal, not creedal. The second pillar of our faith is in the second statement. These are our wisdom sources. So play a game with me. Close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. I know some of you are not going to close your eyes. I know that. So close your eyes. So how many of you believe in something larger than yourselves? Please raise your hand. How many of you, if I call that thing God or Allah, how many of you believe can keep your hands up right now? Great. Take your chance. How many of you firmly believe that there is no God? Thank you. Okay, you can raise your hands. You can open your eyes now. You can raise your eyelids now. I want to tell you that there were hands up for each of those questions. Congratulations, you are a Unitarian Universalist congregation. We are, so the second pillar of our faith is that we are pluralistic, not fundamentalist. We know that there is not one way to the truth. And we are the people that support all other people, regardless of whether they're in this building or in another building, to finding their own path up the mountain, their own path to truth. We are not the people who can believe anything we want to. We are the people who believe what we must, because we come to it in our own conscience. We believe what we must, and we support one another. We support one another in our spiritual growth, in our discoveries, and in our own becoming. So in Unitarian Universalism, we are not born again. We are born again and again and again and again. We support one another. We challenge one another to go deeper, to be more, to discover differences. I want to say that that doesn't mean we don't find fundamentalism in Unitarian Universalism or in Unitarian Universalists. While this is not a fundamentalist path, we, any of us, can be in a fundamentalist place. I can believe I'm right and you're wrong. You can believe that of me. I can believe that you're foolish and I'm wise. I can believe all of those things. But that's not Unitarian Universalism. That's me. That's me as an individual going through my own faith development and discovering where I need humility, and I need wisdom, and I need hope. That's me. So any of us can be fundamentalists at given times. And by that I mean that we believe we have the one and the only truth. The one and the only way to that truth. So, the second pillar of our faith is that we are pluralistic, not fundamentalist. Open your book again. The very last statement at the bottom of the page tells us that we're not finished. So, Unitarian Universalism is a living tradition. And that brings us back to James Luther Adams' Five Smooth Stones, that revelation is open and continuing. So we came full circle. That we are beings that are not finished. That we are in deep relationship with all that is divine. To finish, to help work on creation. We are being called by a sad and weary world to bring more hope, more love, and more justice. More courage and more joy into the lives of others. We need to hold those dear values in our hearts as we move out into the world. Out into the world. Here is where we need to practice those qualities. Worship is a time when we honor those values. Here is where we practice our faith so that we can carry it out into the world and do good work. Because our liberation, each of our liberation, my liberation is bound with yours. And it's bound with all the other people in the world. And until there is liberation for all, there is liberation for none. So we go out into the world as genuine partners, not as people with the answer. As Unitarian Universalists, we have found our path, not our answer. Together, we will struggle for what we find to be true.